Welcome to Nevada News Magazine. On the program today, we're going to be joined by Larry Mathias of the Nevada State Medical Association. We're going to talk about the post-debate thoughts on Obamacare. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel, Larry joins Verita Black Prothro and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, pleased to welcome back to I'm Larry Mathias, frequent pundit, guest today, as well as pundit. He's the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Thanks for jumping in today. Pleasure to have you here. Wanted to start out with, you know, watching the debates and listening to the campaign rhetoric from the Romney campaign regarding Obamacare, which I guess the president is happy with it being called Obamacare now. What he's saying, Governor Romney's saying, is that if elected president, that he will cherry-pick certain parts of Obamacare that seem to be very popular. How does that work?
That's pretty much what the administration is doing. I mean, the truth is that the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, PPACA, clearly the Democrats didn't expect it to pass, or they'd come up with a better acronym. But that's how we've defined health reform, that big law that changed the mandate to have coverage and created a fairly complex system of private exchanges and of expanded public programs to make sure that most Americans got coverage. But the price of getting it through the Senate was that it has a whole lot of things added into it, some of which are clearly experimental for the future, some of which are going to be fundamental changes in the way the system is delivered, the services are delivered. So there are good points and there are bad points. Some of the very good points early on, changing some of the rough spots in the coverage system for youngsters and pre-existing conditions where it's very difficult for small groups to get coverage, those are popular, and I think that they should have been able to be passed long ago in smaller legislation. Whoever wins the election, the Congress is going to fade into the background in terms of setting health policy. It's going to be set by the whichever administration there is through regulations. That's how the Affordable Care Act is being implemented and being changed as it goes. So I think that Romney's position is also President Obama's position, that there are parts of the law that are important and can work right now. There are parts of it that we need to look at, and there are parts of it that probably should go away.
Do you and your folks anticipate that that Romney would rescind the law, and could, and how difficult would it be to rescind a law like this?
Well, it takes 60 votes in the Senate and a majority of the House. I think the answer is it doesn't happen. The same dynamic that makes it so hard to pass anything makes it very hard to rescind an action. But that's why it goes to the regulators. I've often commented that Congress has been very unwise over the course of 40 years in delegating so much power to state, to federal regulatory agencies. They're virtually writing laws in situ, and that's going to be something that we're going to see in healthcare. In fact, we have for the over the last three presidencies, the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the agency over Medicare, the agency that over the joint state federal Medicaid program, has been changing policy, what it will pay for, what it won't pay for, what procedures will be allowed, how doctors will bill, how hospitals will be paid, and for what services. All of that's been done through regulations. Very few congressional actions. When Congress has weighed in, they've usually confused the situation and required regulations to get them out of it.
You know, one of the accusations about Obamacare is that it's a form of socialism, but it really isn't.
No, it's not socialism. The only socialized medical system we have is the Veterans Administration system. That's where the hospitals and the doctors and nurses all work for the federal government. That's a socialized system. But what we are talking about is clearly the federal government, through policies, directing how one-seventh of the economy is going to be interpreted and is going to be used. So I don't think it's socialized, but it is certainly federalizing policymaking that's been left to the private sector, that's been left to the states for 200 years. So it is a significant increase in the federal role, but there's a very good and very practical reason that that should have been able to be predicted since about 1966, and that is that this last year, for the first time, government was the major payer for health care, not the private sector. And that this year, it's quite likely that a majority of people who will have coverage will have it in a government program. Medicare, Medicaid, the veterans are in the military. That we have changed our coverage system. We've drifted into one where a majority player is the federal government. Not surprisingly, they're having to write rules that protect them and their interests in providing that coverage.
All right, let's take a break. More with Larry Mathias when we come back.
Today, I had a core biopsy done of my breast because of suspicions of cancer. For him to take that position, that I should have to pay for that myself, I don't think that I should be at the mercy of insurance companies or Dean Heller.
Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Larry Mathias. He's the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. A lot of discussion about Obamacare turns into discussions about the medical systems in Canada and Britain in the Bill O'Reilly-John Stewart debate over this past weekend. Bill O'Reilly was talking about how bad medicine is in England. No, everybody has bad teeth, and what are we going back to, wooden teeth? Is it really a fair rap against those two countries for their medical system?
Well, I think the British had bad teeth before they had socialized medicine. It is very hard to do comparative studies overall of one healthcare system to another. They're very much culture bound. There are more Californians than there are Canadians. We don't have the stratification of access to things like you do in England. Harley Street means something there that there's no comparable setting where the aristocrats go to get medicine in the United States. That's just not the way we've developed. But we can learn from some individual things that come from those countries, and should. The use of electronic health records, the use of advanced directives to identify whether you want heroic actions to be taken under certain circumstances. Those have been pioneered elsewhere. Hospice was pioneered in England. There are a lot of parts of the healthcare systems in other countries we can learn from. But we're going to have to just figure it out for ourselves. How would it provide coverage of benefits? It's been something that, in fact, we're doing in a default way. We created Medicare for those people who were most vulnerable in the 60s. John Kennedy ran on providing health care for the aged. Lyndon Johnson delivered that with Medicare. It's for people with disabilities and for people who are over 65. It was a small part of the healthcare system, but it was a part where people who clearly needed help were drained financially and couldn't get it. But that system has grown. That's the system that's now the default mechanism for people. That when people get to be 55 or 60, they'll postpone having medical services, waiting for when they go into Medicare. The Medicare system, therefore, means that the federal government is the largest coverage system in the world right now. So we have to figure out how to adapt our private system of competitive insurance that's available, how to make our very unorganized at times, certainly uncoordinated healthcare system more coordinated, work more efficiently and more effectively. Those are the challenges. They would have been there with or without the Obamacare legislation. That simply sort of broke the ice of everybody talking about it, but nobody doing anything about it. Now the actions that are going in the regulatory arena are going to be ones that, for better or worse, are going to be halting steps. Some things will go forward easily. We're transforming a system that's grown up largely in response to America in following World War II. And now we're going to create a new system for the America in the mid to late 21st century. And it's going to take that long. It's going to take a generation at least.
What do you think about, and O'Reilly brought this up this weekend, that, you know, he's okay with Obamacare in the sense of having this program, but it should be run by doctors, not by the government. Is there any reality in that at all? Do the doctors even want to have that kind of responsibility?
I think for physicians, there's a real anxiety that the things they've been trained to do, increasingly others who aren't trained, are making judgment calls about whether they should do it, about how things should be done. And in many cases, it's being driven by nothing better than trying to find something less costly. And that is worrisome. I think the most worrisome thing in the future about the federal role is that it can't really sustain its commitment to Medicare. And with the baby boomers moving into this program, it's going to be a huge program. There could be almost 1 million Nevadans on one of the public programs in 4 years. That's a third of the population. And there's no way that we've put aside enough money. The argument between the two parties about whether the government has taken money out of Medicare, of course it has. It's taken money out of the Medicare Trust Fund to test some of these programs to see if they're going to reduce costs overall. I think that the problem is it's already an underfunded program. And the temptation is going to be to ration access to services, mostly by making some services just unavailable because they won't be paid for. That's what doctors are concerned about, is that the things that can be done won't be done because they won't be paid for, and that especially the chronically ill are going to be the canaries in the mine shaft of the new healthcare system, whether or not they get services that could be provided but can't be afforded is the question.
A 10-second answer on this. Aren't we already seeing that by virtue of the insurance companies raising the premiums, especially on individuals who have to buy their own policies, that you have to have such a high deductible that you're already not getting those services that you need?
Whoever provides the coverage benefits has a disproportionate say what benefits they want to cover. And what you've done there is you've taken out the normal market interaction. It's neither the person who gives the service nor the person who needs the service who decides whether the service will be done. That is the risk.
All right, stick around, will you, and join us on the Pundit. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut. That's not my plan.
The nonpartisan tax policy center concluded that Mitt Romney's tax plan would cost $4.8 trillion over 10 years.
Why won't Romney level with us about his tax plan, which gives the wealthy huge new tax breaks? Because according to experts, he'd have to raise taxes on the middle class or increase the deficit to pay for it. If we can't trust him here, how could we ever trust him here?
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
I couldn't walk in the morning until I met Brian. He straightened me out.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
What a result. My before and after MRIs are absolutely incredible. Now I can go out, play golf without taking any medication at all.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free, very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
Obviously, there are going to be doubts, but this procedure really works.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a three-day, no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great panel as always. Sean Carey is here, political columnist for Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine, which is, by the way, a very good magazine. Verita Black Prothro, host of Get Real America on KJFK Radio. And Larry Mathias sticks around with, he's just sticking around, but he's here on the funded panel as executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Pleasure to have you all here. So, interesting, I was down in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago and noticed that gas prices at the time were about 40 to 45 cents a gallon cheaper than they were in northern Nevada, and that just wasn't a gas tax situation. Now, we're seeing gas prices in California shooting through the roof, gasoline already above $4 a gallon in Reno, likely to go higher. What are your thoughts on these refinery crises that are happening in northern Nevada and the fact that in southern Nevada you have dual pipelines? You have them coming in from the west and the east, and that's saving southern Nevada's butt as far as gasoline prices go.
We've always had high gas prices here, and I don't think it's not good. It's not good for the pocketbook. I mean, Southern California, like you were saying, is reaching $5 a gallon for gas, and I think it's going to hamper business and it's going to hamper our economy, and we'll see if it has an effect on the elections.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, obviously in California, more refining capacity would be great, especially at this time of year. And what a coincidence at the time they're changing over the mixture from summer to winter that we suddenly have all these problems. Is there anything we can do beyond trying to find another source of gasoline to come into northern Nevada?
Well, I mean, long-term solutions is that we're just going to have vehicles that don't use as much gasoline. And that's not a solution that people want to hear. I know I don't. I drive a big SUV that burns $100 now plus a week of gasoline. So, but long-term, that's what the solution will have to be.
Larry?
Well, the laws of supply and demand can't be revoked quite as easily as many people would like. We've become accustomed to cheap and available gasoline and energy overall over generations. And we're going to have to learn to change that expectation, and that's going to be hard.
But, you know, I mean, the weird thing is that, you know, if you go back east now and go to the northern part of the country, you have all this shale oil and shale gas. So you're going to end up with us being potentially a net exporter of gasoline. But here in northern Nevada, we're stuck with the fact that we only have one pipeline that delivers all the fuel to northern Nevada and to the Fallon Naval Air Station. And, any kind of disruption, and now you're looking at these extreme price rises.
But in the Northeast, they'll have shortages in heating fuel. We are an energy-driven economy, and we've grown accustomed to having cheap and available energy. And as we're beginning to see that it's not always available and it's not always cheap, and there are spot shortages, and there are going to be these periods where we're just not able to get what we want at the price we want them, we're going to have to adjust our thinking.
Well, when you look at Southern California, as you were saying, Sean, $5 plus gasoline, I mean, that's going to hurt a lot of people.
The difference with Northern Nevada versus, say, Southern California is we don't have we have gridlock on our freeways, but we don't have you don't have to commute for an hour a day to get somewhere around here. You can still take public transportation, and if you do have to drive, you don't have to go all that far.
Unless you go on Molina.
Which I don't even think Molina exists anymore.
Okay, for those in Southern Nevada, this is a road that is very heavily traveled and has a huge amount of construction on it at this point in time.
It's the Champs-Élysées of Northern Nevada, costing $36 million to create this wide avenue that basically will go from nowhere to nowhere.
Yes, but it is looking toward future growth, which is that there will be another 1,000-room hotel casino in that neighborhood in a not-too-distant future, and this is taking care of the future needs there. Plus, it's putting people to work. I mean, there's a balance there, and I'm not unhappy to see people working. Michael Robeson introduced Every Child Learn Initiative, wants to take $20 million and increase funding for English language learners. For real or election ploy?
Well, let's hope it's for real. We need every dollar that can be thrown at education, thrown at it, and every initiative. So I hope it's real.
Hillary?
It's an election ploy that can be real.
Did you think it was interesting that the Romney campaign announced that they would carry on with the initiative that President Obama had put together for, you know, not the DREAM Act, but a version of the DREAM Act?
No. The issue of immigration, of the immigration wave that we have, is one that politicians of both parties are going to have to try to figure out. It's hard to do in a campaign environment because it's too easy to posture.
It's impossible.
But at some point, we have to begin trying to answer this because it's going to take a generation or more to acculturate as many new Americans as there are going to be at the end of this.
Last time it was accomplished, Jimmy Carter started it, President Reagan finished it, and it took 9 years. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
See Dean Heller. See Jane Nevada and her healthcare team. See Dean Heller erase all the care she needs by reducing Jane's access to preventive medical services like mammograms, contraception, and prenatal screenings. See Dean vote against equal pay for equal work. What is Jane to do? Wait, an idea comes to Jane. Turns out she has an eraser of her own. Dean Heller, bad for women, bad for Nevada. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Life can be unpredictable. We can be injured anytime, in our cars or even at our jobs. And oftentimes, unexpected injuries can happen due to the negligence of others. If you suffered a personal injury, don't be intimidated by the insurance companies. Call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. Together, we'll take the insurance companies on head on. Thank you for placing your trust in me.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Unless you're a cabinet maker, for the love of money, you shouldn't even consider new kitchen cabinets if you like the one you have. Instead, consider Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your kitchen cabinets and flooring without the frustrations of installation and the cost. Enhance wood cabinetry and flooring renewal can be done in just one day for so much less and look so new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance now at 358-8808. Receive an 8-day, 7-night cruise with your renewal.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Mr. Institutional Knowledge, Sean Whaley, will be here with the Nevada News Bureau. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for